Five Children and It, a classic story by E. Nesbitt, adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. The Sand Fairy. Cyril and his brothers and sisters were on their way to the White House. They were going to spend the summer there. The children's mother was with them, but their father had to stay in London. He had some important work to do in his office. "Here we are," said Mother. The children looked at the White House. The house stood on a hill. There were lots of flowers in the garden, and they could see fruit trees too. There was a wood behind the house.
"Come on," said Robert. "Let's explore."
Robert was the younger of the two boys. He loved adventures, and he was always looking forward to the next one. Anthea, Cyril, Robert and Jane jumped out of the pony cart and ran into the garden. Mother followed. She carried baby in her arms. Life at the White House was very different from life in London. There were trees and woods and flowers and green, green grass. Every day there was a new place to explore, and the five children were very happy. But they missed their father. One day, Mother received a letter. When she had read it, she said, "Children, your grandmother is not well. I must go and look after her. I must go straight away."
"What about us?" asked Jane. "Who will look after us?"
Jane was the youngest child, and she didn't want her mother to go away. "Martha, of course." Martha was the children's nursemaid. "You must all be very good and do what she says." After breakfast the next day, Cyril said,
"Let's take our spades and dig in the big sand pit behind the fruit trees. We can pretend we're at the seaside."
Cyril was the eldest, and he liked to take charge of his brothers and sisters. So off they went to the sand pit. Each child carried a spade, and they took it in turns to carry baby. First, they built a sandcastle, but it wasn't much fun because there was no seawater to rush in through the door and wash it away. Then Cyril said,
"I know what we can do. Let's dig a great big hole. If we make it deep enough, we might get to Australia."
So they picked up their spades and started to dig. Baby wanted to eat some sand.
"He thinks it's sugar," said Anthea.
Anthea was the second eldest child. She was very fond of baby, and looking after him made her feel grown up. They dug and they dug until they were hot and covered in sand. The hole was very deep.
"Let's stop now," said Jane. "If we do get to Australia, the Australian children will get sand in their eyes."
She went to explore a little cave with Robert and Cyril. Anthea knew that Australia was still a long way away, and she carried on digging. Suddenly, Anthea said,
"Cyril! Robert! Jane! Look what I've found! Oh, I think it's alive! Come on, before it runs away!"
The children ran back to the hole and looked in.
"I can see a foot," said Anthea, "and fur!
Maybe it's a rat," said Robert.
"It's much bigger than a rat," said Anthea. "And it hasn't got a... Oh! It said something. I'm sure it did."
She started to dig with her hands. Then they heard a hoarse, grumpy voice.
"I said, leave me alone."
The children looked at each other in astonishment. Then Anthea said,
"We want to see you. We wish you would come out."
Two big, pointed ears poked up from the sand at the bottom of the hole, followed by the rest of the creature. It had a round, furry body and furry arms and legs. Its hands and feet were like a monkey's, but the strangest thing was its eyes. They were on the end of long horns, like a snail's eyes.
"What is it?" said Jane. "Can we take it home?"
The creature turned its eyes to look at her.
"Take me home? Of course you can't take me home, you silly girl.
Don't be angry, said Anthea. It's just that, well, we don't know who you are. Will you tell us?
I'm a sand fairy, of course.
How long have you lived here? Asked Robert.
Oh, about 1,000 years. Sand fairies used to live by the sea. People sent their children to ask us for wishes. One wish a day. It lasted until sunset.
Do you still give people wishes? Asked Anthea.
Course I do. I gave you a wish 2 minutes ago.
No, you didn't.
I did. You said, we wish you would come out. And I did.
Oh, yes. Well, can we have another wish? Please?
All right. But be quick. I want to go back to sleep.
But no one could think of a wish. Then Anthea remembered something she and Jane had wished for last summer.
I wish we were all very beautiful, she said.
The sand fairy pushed out his eyes as far as they would go and held his breath. His body grew much fatter until it almost filled the hole. Suddenly, he let out his breath and went back to his normal size. Then he scratched at the sand with his monkey hands and disappeared. Anthea turned to speak to the others, but they had gone. All she could see was 3 beautiful children, with shining hair and large, sparkling eyes. At first, no one spoke. Then Cyril said,
Anthea, it's you! I can see your dirty handkerchief. You forgot to change it after you cut your finger. And you're Jane! I remember that hole in your dress!
Cyril, said Anthea. Is that handsome young man really you?
They all laughed.
How beautiful we are, said Jane. When we get home, Martha will think we are the most beautiful children in the world.
Anthea went to pick up Baby, who was asleep on a heap of sand. He still looked like Baby. Perhaps he is too young to have a wish, thought Anthea. But when Baby saw her, he frowned and put a sandy finger in his mouth.
Come to Anthea, darling.
Baby started to cry.
He doesn't know who I am, said poor Anthea. He wants his big sister back.
Baby cried and wriggled all the way home. When they reached the White House, Martha ran out. She looked very worried.
Give me that baby,
she shouted. She snatched Baby from Anthea.
Who are you? Where are my children?
We're us, of course, said Cyril. Anthea, Jane, Robert, and me, Cyril. Please let us in, Martha. We're hungry.
But Martha just glared at them and slammed the door.
We'll have to wait until sunset, said Cyril. The wish only lasts for a day.
So they sat on the grass near the White House. They waited for sunset. They were hungry and cross and tired and a little frightened.
We shouldn't have wished for beauty, said Anthea. It's made things worse, not better.
After a while, the children fell asleep. When Anthea woke up, it was almost dark. She looked at the others. Oh, thank goodness, they were back to normal. Not exactly ugly, but not beautiful either.
Wake up, she cried.
When Martha saw them, she was cross again.
Where have you been, you naughty children? It's nearly dark. I've been so worried about you.
We're very sorry, Martha, but it's not our fault, said Anthea. They wouldn't let us come home until sunset.
Who wouldn't?
The beautiful children.
They came here, said Martha. I sent them away.
We'll never play with them again, Martha. We promise.
Then cook came in. She was carrying a big plate of cold beef, and soon everyone was happy again.